No, I listen to it all the time. I tell all my friends to smack it raw.
Following podcast contains mature content. The views and opinions expressed by the co-host announcer are those of the host. Listener discretion is advised. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Smackin' Raw Podcast, episode 198. Jesus fucking Christ, how have I been doing this long? I am your host, the Warden Matt Ritter, and I am back with my original co-host, my best friend. You all know him. The self-knighted Sir Cost-A-Lot, a.k.a. the Dragon King, a.k.a. Big T, a.k.a. Sweet T, a.k.a. T-Money, a.k.a. Black Merlin, a.k.a. the H-N-I-C. Travis, what's going on?
What's happening, man?
It's good to have you back.
It's good to be back. It's good to be back. I was going to hold off, you know, and I'm like, I'm coming back for 200 because that's the milestone episode. That's the one that, you know, the big one.
Mm-hmm.
But then Vince decides he didn't want to work this week, so guess who has to step in for him?
Yeah, well, apparently it's his birthday tomorrow, and he's
gives a shit.
He's celebrating tonight.
Wait, his birthday's not even today?
No, it's tomorrow, but he's working tomorrow night, so he's celebrating today.
Who told him to go to work tomorrow?
I don't know who told him to go to work tomorrow. Probably his landlord who needs her money.
So?
We do want to wish you a happy... Well, I want to wish you a happy birthday, Phil. Phil.
Wow. Damn. You downgraded Vince to Phil?
No, so here's the thing. He's Pornhub Poppy, Daddy Delgado, Vince Delgado. I don't know. I work with a guy named Phil. I just got off work. Probably where that came from.
Sounds like Vince has been downgraded to Phil.
Just botched the shit out of that. But happy birthday, Vince. Sorry I fucked it up.
Whatever. I still say you just take the day off tomorrow. Like, that's what I do. I haven't worked on a birthday since 2008.
Listen, I don't talk about anyone else's money. You do whatever you got to do to get your money. That's your business. I don't make any qualms about how they get their money. So that's what you want to do, and that's how you got to get your money. If you had today off, you didn't want to take 2 days off, you want to get paid, I understand. You go make that money.
Better get it somewhere else. I'll judge you. Only because of Vince.
Speaking of judging, I got a question from JJ, who wants to know when our new shop is going to be up so she can actually order our merch and that the merch that we say we have, we have.
It's a good question.
Seeing as you're the one that handles all that, the only one that knows the answer.
I know. I mean, am I the one that knows the answer if there's not an answer yet?
Did you look into whatamaneuver.com?
A long time ago.
Because
go ahead, finish what you were saying.
I was going to say, over at whatamaneuver.com, you can go get those Black Lives Matter t-shirts, the NWO style inspired from Young Kings Wrestling that we always promote on the show that are beautiful. And that
were talking about something new. You still talking about his old shit. I mean, still get that shit. Still get it. Don't get me wrong. Still get it. You know,
I'm just saying we could use What a Maneuver like they use What a Maneuver. Seeing as Teespring isn't really working with us and also censoring the shit out of the stuff I want to put out. So.
Yeah. I'm also, you know, want to use, you know, there's a couple other people I want to work with and, you know, in order to make that happen. And, you know, there's, you know, when you're trying to work with folks, there's logistics to work out and all that. It just takes a while to get deals done. That's all.
Okay. So JJ, there is no answer. I'm sorry. But as soon as we know, you will be the first to know. I will let you know right off the bat as soon as we're up and running with a new merch store, wherever our merch is found. But until then, you guys can still go check out our Teespring, get what we do have up available. minus the tote bags and whatever else they say they don't have in stock, even though they let you go click on it because they don't know what the fuck they're doing over there. But you can go get t-shirts in various sizes designed by Vince that are beautiful, that are our logo. Go get Creation World shirts. Go get Super Flashy Arrow shirts. Definitely go grab some Smackin' Raw shirts. I designed most of them, and they are fantastic.
I also fixed the intro finally. I just like kept saying like, oh, I need to do that. Oh, I need to do that. Oh, I need to do that. And never did it. For what? For this show. The video version.
Oh, I was going to say, did you shorten it?
Oh, hell no. I would never.
I didn't know what you needed to fix on it.
Oh, I had to fix the logo. Remember, I still had the old logo on it.
Yeah. All right, Travis, let's get into some news and rumors.
Can we not?
You don't want to talk about what I want to talk about because you know I'm going to go the fuck
up. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I have the bandwidth to deal with this right now. But okay, go ahead. Let's talk about
Well, first and foremost, I'll get the stuff that you don't really care about out of the way. So AEW released one of their Spanish commentators who made fun of Hikaru Shida for the way she spoke English. So apparently he went out of his way to mock Hikaru Shida for, you know, speaking English in that Japanese way where you replace your L's with R's and so on and so forth. And a lot of people took offense to that and called them out for it. And AEW said, yeah, we're not going to deal with you making fun of who was their women's champion at the time and Candace ass. Yep. And on his way out, they brought in the world's strongest man, Mark Henry, who will be doing commentary on their new Friday night show, Rampage, when that launches. And we'll talk, because I did watch Dynamite, so I know you didn't.
Sure
did. I told you didn't have to, because I know that it would have been impossible for you to do before we recorded this.
Mm-hmm.
So I will run down what happened on Dynamite, because there is some very interesting things that happened on Dynamite, and I'll let you react.
What did Jade Cargill do?
I missed about 10 minutes, so if she did something within that 10 minutes that I missed, I have no idea. But other than that, she wasn't on the show.
That's a shame.
It is. Also, WWE releases. The latest bit of releases from WWE featured Ruby Riott, Lana, Buddy Murphy, Braun Strowman, and fucking Aleister Black. And
there was one more that name I didn't recognize though. Something with an S. Like, I don't know.
Santana Garrett. So Santana Garrett worked for WOW Women of Wrestling for a while when they brought that back. And then she came up through NXT. She only had a couple matches on the main roster. She's kind of a veteran though. She's been around for a little while, just out on the independents and stuff. Did a few NXT matches and then came up and had maybe one or two matches on the main roster, mostly enhancement matches.
Oh, okay.
But we got to talk. So like, I'm not as bent out of shape as a lot of people are about Braun Strowman. Like, I'm surprised because Braun Strowman seems like that guy that WWE would just keep around forever.
Exactly, because he's that big motherfucker. Yeah, yeah.
But Aleister Black.
Oh, I know that. I know that pissed you off.
Was my guy.
When I saw that, I'm just like, ooh, man, it's not happy.
No, dude, it broke me. Like, I text you and I said, I don't know if I want to do this show anymore. Not like, I don't know if I want to come on and talk wrestling anymore. Like, I don't know if I want to cover main roster WWE anymore, because between Samoa Joe, Ruby Riott, the Iconics, now Aleister Black, all of these people that they're cutting, like, I don't know. Like, I didn't know how I could support this company anymore from getting rid of these talents and for seemingly no fucking reason. Like, they had a huge deal with the Peacock selling the network over there. They did a huge deal with Fox. They're talking about budget cuts. What fucking budget cuts could you have? You're not running house shows anymore. And they literally just started, they just got me hyped at Aleister Black, because he made it through the April 15th ones when he wasn't on TV, and that's when I was really scared. Then they brought this Dark Father out, and I'm like, oh, this is cool. What's this about? Then he showed up, and he black-masked Big E, and I was like, fuck yeah. We're actually going to get a feud with Aleister Black. And then he was gone the next week, and I talked about it last week. I didn't like it, and it worried me. And now this week he's gone, and we're never going to find out what happened with Big E and why he got black mass. Like, that story's just never going to continue. I don't know if we're going to see Big E for a couple weeks so that they can let people forget about it.
Yeah, because he just wasn't on SmackDown this week, so he was just not there. I'm like, huh. You know, it's been a while because, you know, when I'm not doing this show, I watch wrestling when I feel like watching wrestling. So a couple weeks, I just didn't feel like watching wrestling, so I wasn't really watching. This week, I was watching again. I'm just like, damn, I don't get no Big E, though. Damn.
So I'm going to say this piece. Aleister Black is a main event talent anywhere he goes. And I am looking very forward to September when we find out where he does go. The only thing that has calmed me down on this subject is he went on his wife, Thea Trinidad's Twitch, the last 2 days and talked to the fans. And he put some rumors to rest. He said that there were plans for him to win the U.S. title, but they wanted to do it in front of a live audience. They didn't want to do it in the Thunderdome. So that was delayed. That there were plans for when he asked to go to NXT, and the rumor came out that they shot it down. That wasn't the case. Vince said he wanted to try him out on the main roster, and if it didn't work out, if he gave him the shot and he just didn't think it wasn't going to work out, they were going to let him go back down to NXT. Now, obviously, this is all bullshit because they released him. So, like, why didn't you just send him back down to NXT? Why cut his contract other than budget cuts? But the guy's a main event talent anywhere he goes. And wherever he goes, smacking it Raw. Now, I'm not going to say Travis is going to do it, but I will. And our coverage on the show will follow Aleister Black. If he goes to New Japan, I will watch New Japan, and I will cover what Aleister Black does in New Japan. If he goes to Impact, I'll start fucking watching Impact. If he goes to AEW, already covering it, shouldn't be an issue. I really hope they scoop him up because my money, my viewership follows Aleister Black. That is how invested I was in this guy. I will watch a show that I fucking hate if it gives me him and I get to see him and see what he's doing, at least until they screw up his character terribly and I can't watch it anymore. But if it's that, if it's Tommy End coming out, dark character kicking people's heads off, I'll watch that anywhere.
So
he asked that we continue to support WWE, that he had a good relationship with Vince and he wants us to continue to support his friends who still work there. So that's the only thing that really calmed me down about watching wrestling and covering, because I was thinking, like, after 200th episode, we're going to revamp this whole show. We're just not going to talk about Raw or SmackDown anymore. Fuck those guys. Like, that's where I was at. That's where I was at. Man. I was pissed.
All right. So now the rational person can speak here. Keep in mind, there were some rumors of other releases. And if those rumors were true, I was not going to be the rational one on this show. However, none of that has come to pass, so I can be rational here. Here's the thing. This is the kind of thing that, you know, WWE has done for years. They do it all the time. The difference is these days, there's so much news. We know so much now. We know so much while simultaneously knowing so little that when we get this kind of stuff happening, everybody knows and everybody gets upset. The good thing about now, and as much as I shit on AEW, and as much as I think that so much of their product is trash, them existing makes this better. Because at least now all these people have somewhere where they could possibly go that's not TNA, because who the fuck wants to go on Impact these days?
I think the Iconics would actually do pretty well over in TNA in their women's division.
Yeah, yeah, but nobody would see them. But that's the problem. With AEW existing, there's somewhere for them to go. And here's the thing. This used to happen, like, you know, back in the days when WCW, WWE existed all the time, when guys would go back and forth, or they, like, you know, they get released. And JR would say it, you know, go take some time, go away, learn a new hold, and come back. You know, basically saying, take some time, do some revamping, work yourself up a little bit, and then come back, because we'll bring you back at some point. Now they have the opportunity to do that on television where people are going to see them. So it's just like, it's not as bad now as it was a couple years ago.
And there are more places on television to go. Like, you can watch New Japan on your computers, on the internet, you know, through their website. Right. You can watch NWA on Fight TV. You know, Ring of Honor, I think, has some shit that you can watch. Same thing, Impact's got a channel, AEW. So
exactly. It's not, It's not like a few years ago when you left WWE television, you fell off the face of the earth unless you went to indie shows. You know, it's just it's a bit different now.
Or Japan.
Now, yeah. Now, listen, AEW, Tony Khan, All Elite Wrestling. If you want to get Travis's attention, let Braun Strowman show up on AEW. Like, because at that point, they have a legit big motherfucker and they can talk about how big he is, who's not just AEW big, you know? You get him in there, you talk about you got a giant, you actually have a giant now, as opposed to having somebody who's just like Bobby Lashley size and you call him a giant.
Well, technically, they have the giant.
Yeah.
He's on commentary.
Yeah,
on...
He sits down, though. That doesn't count.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean, though. Like, and that was the thing when those other, you know, rumors were out there of other releases. I was like, yeah, you want me to start watching AEW? Put Keith Lee on AEW. I will watch every week.
Again, I'm already watching, but I will watch Aleister Black. And if I find out Aleister Black's on Dark, I'll watch some YouTube shit.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
it, yeah. It is.
I get it.
Now, there is something that happened tonight that may interest you that we will talk about here in a second. But before we do that, the other rumor is that a reason that a lot of this stuff is coming up and a lot of these decisions were made by the new president, Nick Khan, and some of the other board members that came through, that these Vince is letting this happen, is that they may be ramping up and trying to make WWE financially more appealing for a sale. And they may be looking to sell the WWE itself to NBC. I know Disney was thrown out there, some other places. Do you think it's at all a possibility that Vince McMahon bullshit. Will ever sell WWE?
Yeah, I call bullshit. Never.
I mean, he sold the network.
He didn't sell the network. He sold the U.S. rights to air the network.
Yeah.
He didn't sell the network. Because outside of the U.S., it's still the WWE network.
Which was fucking terrible because now I barely watch anything because Peacock's so hard to fucking navigate.
Oh, man, it's awful. It is awful. Like,
I hate it.
So I got it because that was the only way I could keep watching The Office. And now it's just like the way they even... We haven't recorded an episode of Return to Wrestling since it moved to Peacock because, for one, all the content wasn't on there yet. And now... Have you seen how they separate stuff on there now? Season number? Like, what the fuck is this? Season 4? I don't know what season 4 of Monday Nitro is. Put a fucking year there. Like, what is wrong with you?
That's the other thing is you have to go to Monday Nitro. You have to go find the season that corresponds with the year. Watch that shit. And then go find the pay-per-view and find the season for that pay-per-view.
Do you know what the pay-per-view is? Because I don't know what the WCW pay-per-views are.
Yeah, exactly.
I know where the Bash at the Beach pay-per-view is because that one just happened to be on the homepage.
I went back to go watch ECW One Night Stand, and that is under ECW specials. It's not under ECW pay-per-views, and it's a whole fucking thing.
Peacock is awful. And like, I don't even know if you what do you watch it on normally?
My Xbox. I do everything on the Xbox.
I don't know if your Xbox is as bad as the one on the PlayStation, but the Peacock app on the PlayStation is so trash that like it forgets basically that you're watching the episode at some point. It just turns it off. Like,
I have not had that.
Yeah, it just like I'll be watching The Office and I'll get like 17 minutes into the episode and then it just turns it off. And
when I go to Comedy Central and The Office is on, I automatically turn it off. So I understand Peacock and them doing that, but.
I understand. I've talked about this before. It takes a certain level of intelligence to enjoy The Office. So, I mean, if you can't enjoy it, I get it. You know, it's fine. I don't blame you for it. It's how you were born.
I've never worked in an office. I don't get the appeal. Parks and Rec, that's my shit.
I've never worked in an office either, but I get it.
Yeah. Let's get into AEW real quick. I'll run it down.
Do we have to? React.
Yes, we do. That's what we do here. So,
still?
Because of the NBA playoffs, AEW's on Friday nights after Raw for the foreseeable future, or after SmackDown for the foreseeable future.
Did anybody watch the Laker game? Because yeah, they lost.
They did.
Out in the first round. So Clippers gonna follow them. Let me see if Clippers started playing yet. If both LA teams get knocked out in the first round, keep going. I'm listening.
I was gonna say, you realize the only reason I know that the NBA playoffs are going on is because they moved fucking Dynamite to Friday. And if that didn't happen, I'd have no idea.
Oh damn, the Clippers won. Game seven. Okay. Anyway, go ahead. Keep going.
Pac and Penta lose to the Young Bucks.
Forgot all about Pac.
He just had an AEW title match. Him and Orange Cassidy took on Kenny Omega at Double or Nothing in a triple threat match for the AEW championship. Kenny Omega retained after a bunch of bullshit. Orange Cassidy almost had it, man. A couple orange punches. It was right there.
Orange Cassidy will be champ one day. I swear it needs to happen. Give him the TNT title, actually. He should be the TNT champ. Like that seems like his spot right there.
That's Rusev's spot right now.
For now. I'm saying that, but that's where Orange Cassidy belongs, and he should be there permanently, continuously competing for the TNT title, because he's the kind of character that would rule the mid-card. That's what he should do.
Mark Henry is introduced by Tony Schiavone.
Somebody gonna get their ass kicked.
He alludes to the fact that he may still have some gas in the tank, and we might see him compete on AEW. At some point,
don't do that. I'm not saying he won't. I'm saying he shouldn't.
But he is then interrupted by Vicky Guerrero, who starts yelling, "Excuse me," and then introduces Andrade El Idolo, who comes out, who has challenged Kenny Omega at AAA's Triple Mania for the
What name is he using?
El Idolo.
El Idolo. Okay.
Yes. It was even in the lining of his jacket when he opened it up. It said El Idolo inside his jacket. Looking dapper as fuck. He said he is all elite and he's going to be the face of the company. I don't know if he's officially signed to AEW or if he's signed to AAA. And this is the build for their match at Triple Mania for the AAA championship down in Mexico. Because Kenny is still the champion in Mexico and has been for fucking ever. But Andrade showed up on fucking Dynamite, which is something that I have been saying needs to happen. I've been saying Moose needs to come over from Impact, get his hands on fucking Kenny. Kenny's been whooping his ass over on Impact. Really? Why is he not coming over here and doing some shit?
Oh, yeah. Moose need to get him some then. Yeah, definitely.
Sami Callihan and Moose both got jumped by the Good Brothers and Kenny Omega on Impact this last week. So if Kenny's going to come on his show and whoop his ass because he's holding his belts, I want to see him come in and wreck some shit on fucking Dynamite. Same thing with Andrade.
Yeah, we don't take that from Canadians. What's wrong with you?
Andrade dropped that challenge. Now he shows up. And if he's signed AEW, that's a whole nother reason to watch AEW, because not only was his English good, so I don't understand why Vince didn't let the man talk, but he is one hell of a performer. Like
He is.
He'll tear it up. And I love that all these people were like, there was a picture of him coming out and he's like, yeah, they won't put my fiance through table week after week after week because Charlotte.
Yeah. That ain't happening.
Then we got Cody.
You're not going to repeatedly put the daughter of Ric Flair through tables like that. It's not happening.
We got Homelander and Big Shotty Lee Johnson losing to.
Did you say Homelander?
Yeah, so what you may have missed is Kenny came out and did a very what a lot of people perceived as like a MAGA-esque promo about how great America is and how much he loves America and how he's going to raise
Kenny Omega did that?
No, Cody.
Oh, Cody. Oh, you said Kenny. Okay, gotcha.
And then he said in his match at Double or Nothing, he for one night is going to be the American dream, not the American nightmare. And then he came out looking like Homelander in a full red, white, and blue shiny-ass coat. With the blonde hair. So everyone, because he's like the evil American, everyone was calling him Homelander.
Oh, did Cody go heel?
He's not, though. That's the thing. We all look at him as a heel because of his bullshit-ass promo and his I love America. America's the greatest country in the world. There's nothing wrong with America. We're better than you shit. And it was America versus Britain. And we're like, yeah, that doesn't play like this anymore, bro. Like, you make us like the British guy now because you're on some bullshit.
Wait, it was against the British?
It was against Anthony Ogogo, who's British, yes.
Yeah, who cares, then? It's just the British. The British are racist, too. Who cares?
Then we got Inner Circle Jerk, where they talk about how they won the Stadium Stampede match. They're still mad at the Pinnacle. Jericho says he's going to beat MJF. And I believe they made an MMA match between Jake Hager and Wardlow. I don't know what an MMA match is going to be, if it's actually going to be MMA, because Hager does do MMA, or if it's going to be a scripted wrestling match that's supposed to look like MMA. But
it's going to be like a Lion's Den match.
They beat the shit out of each other at Double or Nothing in that Stadium Stampede match, and I enjoyed every second of it, so I'm all for this. Cool. As long as they don't let Hager talk. Stop.
He should never talk. He should never.
Then we got the best friends saying that Kenny cheated at Double or Nothing and the bad guys won, that Orange Cassidy had it won. He should have won. Kenny and Don say that it's a conspiracy to try and get the title off Kenny, and next week they're going to show proof as to why it's a conspiracy. And then they make fun of the new number one contender for the AEW championship who won the Casino Battle Royal, Jungle Boy.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
He threw out Christian Cage and won the Casino Battle Royal to become number one contender for the AEW championship.
Okay. Okay, little 90210. I see you. Okay.
Then we got a Sting and Darby promo where they're interrupted by Ethan Page and Scorpio Sky to continue that feud for whatever fucking reason. Because Sting
What's Scorpio Sky doing?
He's with this guy, Ethan Page. Like, he just left SCU, didn't say anything. And then
they were holding him back anyway.
SCU lost the match and broke up. And like, he wasn't even there to like be a part of it or anything, like nothing. Like, he's off doing his own thing now. Nothing. But he's feuding with Darby Allin and Sting. Sting had a match, Double or Nothing, and actually looked pretty damn good. For what they let him do. Like, remember how Undertaker had that tag team match with Roman Reigns? And it's like, oh shit, maybe Undertaker can still go.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Sting. You put him in a tag team match with Darby.
Yeah.
Let him go in there and get
make
his shit
out. Make him not have to carry the whole thing, and they can do it. Yeah.
Exactly. That's where I missed about that 10 minutes. So between that, I caught it back in the end of the Red Velvet Bunny match, where Red Velvet defeated the Bunny. Then we go backstage. John Silver says he's still not cleared to go, but for a birthday, they gifted him a TNT title shot.
Which one is John Silver?
The little one with the tiny hands from Dark Order.
Okay.
Little bald guy, Johnny Youngie.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
He's giving his title shot to Evil Uno since he's not cleared to use it. So next week, Miro is going to take on Evil Uno. Miro cut a promo basically saying he's going to kill Evil Uno. And then I got a question for you, Travis. What if I were to tell you you were going to see a bull rope match? How do you win a bull rope match?
The rope's around the neck, right?
So for whatever reason, I was thinking a bull rope match was where you have to touch all four corners.
That's a strap match.
Strap match. Okay. This bull rope match was a bull rope match, but it was pinfall or submission.
Do they have the rope around the neck?
Not around the neck. I believe they had it in their fists.
Mm.
It was Cody Rhodes versus Mr. Camarado from QT, Nick Camarado.
I specifically at some point remember seeing a bull rope match and the ropes were around the neck and thinking this is really, really fucked up. But
isn't that a bull rope match that we had to watch with Vader and fucking
strap match? That was a strap match.
Okay, that's why I was maybe it was just a really long strap, and that's why I was thinking it was a bull rope match.
It was just a leather strap match, and yes, it was a very, very long strap where they could have just left somebody standing in the middle of the ring and just walked around and touched all four corners without pulling them around.
That was literally the worst fucking thing you've ever made me watch.
Oh, but I enjoyed so much that you had to watch it. Like, just, and the fact that he won the match without winning the match. Yeah. Like, hey, you got to drag Vader around. No, I'm going to drag Ric Flair around and then win. And the thing is, Bobby Heenan kept calling it out. Like, he's got to do it to Vader. Am I the only one that understands he has to do it to Vader? I'm like, no, you're not.
So Dustin Rhodes gets the win over Nick Camarado.
WCW, bro. Anyway, go ahead. Finish
your Dustin Rhodes in the main event gets the win over Nick Camarado in the bull rope match.
Okay.
So I'm swallowing Andrade because that's fucking cool. And Mark Henry.
I'll gargle it from what you told me. It doesn't sound bad. It sounded like there was a good moment where I'd be like, oh, that's dope. But
Jungle Boy and Christian did team together to defeat Private Party. And then Christian got jumped after the match by Matt Hardy's Family Incorporated or whatever the fuck he's called. Like, dude, there are so many factions right now in AEW. It's ridiculous, Travis.
See, you can't dilute the faction process. Like, you got to have like a couple of them, just two that can feud against each other. That's all you need.
So you've got the Inner Circle, you've got the Pinnacle, which is MJF,
and that should be it.
Then you've got the Elite, which is the Young Bucks.
I don't count them, man, because when do they really function as a faction? Function as a faction.
They have recently.
Alliteration is cool.
Since the Bucks won the tag team titles and turned heel and joined with Kenny Omega, we've seen it more. Plus, the Good Brothers are technically part of that, and Kenny does that thing on Impact. So it's kind of a cross-promotional faction. Then you've got QT Marshall's faction, which is the Factory, which is just like him and like three top prospects from Cody's Factory that he took to be part of his team to turn on Cody. Cody's got the Nightmare Family, which apparently includes Dustin Rhodes, Big Shoddy Lee Johnson, and Billy Gunn and his two kids that I'm calling Two Pistols, Colton and Austin. Yeah, no. That's what I'm referring to them as going forward. They are
Two Pistols. I like that.
Billy Gunn and Two Pistols. You've got the Rey Fénix, Pac, and the Death Triangle, which is a three-man group. You've got the Best Friends, which is three men and a woman, because Chris Statlander joined them. There's factions everywhere. You got the Dark Order. There are factions everywhere.
Two is what you need at a time. If you think about it, like back in the day with WWF, whatever you want to call it at the time, it was WWF. First, it was, you know, let's just start with the 90s Attitude Era-ish. You know, you had the Heart Foundation and the Nation of Domination. There were the two factions there. They went up against each other sometimes, but not really. They just both existed. But then it was D-Generation X and the Nation of Domination. They went at each other, though, which was cool.
But there was also a point where it was DX, the Heart Foundation, and the Nation of Domination.
Yeah, but at that point, DX was like three people. It was really just Triple H and Shawn Michaels, and they didn't really function as a faction. You know, they kind of just were like a couple of dudes. It was just us, you know. We
fair
cool.
Enough, fair enough.
Yeah,
there was that time that you had the ministry, the corporate ministry. I think the Nation was still around, and the Nation was kind of part of that. And then DX was also kind of part of that.
No, because the Nation had disbanded at that point because The Rock was part of the corporation. The Nation had already fallen apart at that point.
Okay.
The Godfather had become the Godfather, but the ministry and corporate ministry thing lasted for all of maybe a month before they became one thing. Because, you know, remember Vince was the higher power and all that kind of stuff. So that was all part of an angle, too.
And so then you had a faction inside a faction with the Brood being part of the ministry.
Yeah, yeah. But that was more. See, there was only three of them. So it's like, I call that, I don't call that a full faction, you know? So.
Well, I think we talked about this, and a faction is technically three or more, and then a stable is like four or five or more. Like,
I don't remember how we broke that down, but anyway. Too many factions, AEW. There is such a thing as too much of a good thing.
I will say, you complained for years that WWE wasn't doing factions, and now AEW gave you more factions than you can fucking count. So,
yeah. There's the problem of too many. Also, it's just that's very you know, honestly, that's very WCW of you. That's the kind of thing WCW would do.
Yeah, they had the Dungeon of Doom, and then. Yeah.
Well, I'm not even talking about they actually did it before. It just seems in the vein of something that they would do.
Well, if you think about it, they had the NWO, they had Raven's Flock, they had a few factions all at the same time. Like,
you just named two.
Well, the LWO. Like, there were factions, there were a lot of factions running at the same time there. LWO broke up and became the Filthy Animals. NWO split into two, and you had the Wolfpack and then the Black and White. Like, there were a time where there were a lot of factions in WCW, too. Everyone needed to team up somewhere.
True.
You still had the Four Horsemen running along.
Kind of. Kind of, yeah.
Various forms.
Yeah, about to say that changed members like every other week. And then you just had Goldberg spearing everybody.
Yeah, Goldberg just speared everyone. Sting watched eating popcorn from the rafters. And we still have Sting, but he got a new friend to watch from the rafters with. Like,
do they both sit in the rafters, or do they?
No, they don't.
Oh, so Sting's not in the rafters.
No, he's not.
Boo!
I think he's too old to get up there now. So, like, I cut him a little slack.
And Darby just sits up in the stands. He doesn't go up into the rafters because he's not cool enough.
All right, I'm gonna swallow AEW. I enjoyed most of what I saw. And like I said, I only missed about 10 minutes. There was nothing that outright stuck out to me that I was like, oh, this fucking sucks. Plus, I watched Cody get knocked out with a punch from Anthony Ogogo to the jaw, so that was a plus. Even though QT Marshall's back to being an apple eating fuck. Yeah, so I'm gonna swallow. And you said you're gonna gargle undecidedly.
Yeah. Nothing that made me say I hate this, but nothing to make me say, oh, I love this. It was just a lot of, oh, okay, that's cool, or oh, that wasn't so cool.
Andrade really put this over for me. Also, I enjoy Miro being champion, and now that Lana's released, he can refer to his wife, so he thanked God for being so strong and for having a super sexy wife, so that was fun.
I liked her tweet, too. Like I'm choosing now for no particular reason to congratulate my husband on becoming TNT champion. Mm-hmm. My God, that's so great.
Where you want to run, Raw, SmackDown, or NXT?
Let's go ahead and do SmackDown because they disappointed me.
Okay. So now it's been a while. AEW is different, but I'm going to run down the whole show. Then I'll go back and ask you what you're swallowing. And you tell me what you liked, and then we'll do what you're spitting. So,
okay.
I'll bang out the whole show first, let everyone know what happened, then we'll go talk about the stuff we liked and what we hated. Sound good?
I don't know. We'll see.
All right. So we got Roman coming out addressing the Uso tag title match after Paul's consultation. He wants Jimmy to acknowledge him. Jimmy's like, I did that shit at Hell in a Cell. Like, remember you forced me to be your bitch? And I did. But tonight's not about that. It's about the tag titles. Roman tells him that they better win. If he calls a shot, family's watching. He better win. Mysterios defeat the Usos, even though Jimmy technically kicked out.
I love how Roman turns to Paul and calls him wise man. But anyway, go ahead.
Roman's pissed. Basically says, you lost to a child. Go fix it. Called Jay Jimmy. And then
you got cheated. Like, it's bullshit.
I'm not Jay. I'm Jimmy.
That was funny. He did that shit on purpose. Yeah.
He called Jay Jimmy and he's like, I'm Jay. And he goes, does it really matter at this point? We got a Seth interview where he basically says he owes us nothing. Gable tries to recruit the Street Profits. They're not interested. They make fun of him. Otis gets pissed, slaps the Street Profits. Then they come back and say Otis better mind his own fucking business because they want the smoke now. Shouldn't have put his hands on him.
Mm-hmm.
Carmella defeats Liv Morgan after they fired her tag team partner. They made her take the pin from Carmella in her first singles match. We got a promo beforehand about Liv booting Mella in the
face. She didn't take a pin. She tapped.
She lost. She ate the loss. We got a weird promo from Liv.
Yeah, she ate the loss. Go ahead.
About Carmella being a 7 and her booting her in the face, making her a 10. Sonya and Adam informed the Mysterios that we're going to get a rematch tonight as they're trying to sneak the fuck out of the building before that decision was made. Bianca,
they weren't quick enough.
They were not. Bianca talks about her coming up and all of her doubters and haters and how she overcame it all. Then she challenges Bayley to a match to shut her up. And then we get this weird 60s Joker version of Bayley laughing and taking over the Thunderdome.
Yeah, that was just weird.
Shinsuke loses to Corbin. Corbin tries to leave with the crown. Rick Bugs stops him. Nakamura lays him out and gets the crown back. Apollo defeats KO to retain the IC title after KO was jumped by General Aziz, who was banned from ringside. Aziz got him backstage on his way out to the ring. Apollo got that win. And then our main event, Usos versus Mysterios 2. Roman causes the DQ and then beats the shit out of a child.
Somebody had to do it.
What are you swallowing from this show, Travis?
So, this is a mixed bag for me. Because I continue to enjoy the Roman Reigns saga, okay? However, I'm not sure where they're going right now, but I kind of know where they're going right now at the same time, which is, you know, that whole rift between Roman and Jimmy, which caused a rift with Jay as well. What I expected to happen, I said this in the group, was for Jay to cost them the tag team titles because he didn't want to be, you know, that guy that's just like, you know, which one are you again, you know? So that didn't happen. And so the way they chose to end it was just like, that's weird, but I'm going to let you play this out.
We still got a little while till Hell in the Cell. Right. So maybe they're saving that rift. Every time in both matches, Jay and Jimmy were in the ring together, I was ready for Jay to super kick Jimmy.
I said the same thing. I'm like, yo, he's about to super kick him and then walk out.
And didn't do it.
Yeah.
So I'm with you on that. And I'm swallowing this whole thing. So here's the thing. Roman and the Usos basically took up an hour of a two-hour show. And we still got a bunch of other shit in that second hour. That is how you do a two-hour show. That's all you need. You don't need a three-hour show if you structure a two-hour show like that. And you dedicated a whole hour to your top story. Like, they literally went, I think, 45 minutes of the beginning of the show and then the last 15 minutes of the show for the comeback main event, plus the little shit in between where Roman's bitching them out and everything. So altogether, it was basically an hour of the show was dedicated to Roman and the Usos. And I enjoyed all of it. I really enjoyed when they said you got, when Roman told him you got beat by a child. I love that shit.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is, I even said they got cheated, but what do I always say? A W's a W. So
I also loved the Mysterios like trying to sneak out of the building an hour into the show.
Hilarious.
And being stopped, like, hey, by the way, you guys still have to wrestle tonight. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, and like, Ray tried to like sad. And Ray tried to act like it wasn't legit that they needed to do that. Like, really? And Dominic's like, all right, cool. Because Ray was just like, because I know my son like really ain't that good yet. So he kind of, I want to get up out of here before they, you know.
Dominic has actually improved quite a bit and has held some shit down lately.
I mean, if you grow from, you know, 3'6" to 3'8", you're still under 4 feet tall.
That's true. I think his in-ring work has come a long way and he definitely has a bright future. He's
I don't hate him. For Jay, it's just, you know, I don't hate him. I just enjoy seeing him get his ass whooped.
Which he did at the end of this match. Like, Roman came and beat the fuck out of him. He's like,
exactly.
Ain't no kid gonna fuck with my family and just dog this dude.
And that was the thing. It's just like, Roman knows fucked up, but you're right. They was about to lose. just like you did interfere with that match. And like, you know, he's like, and Jimmy's like, not like this. I'm like, yeah, like this, because you was about to lose. So we got to reestablish dominance.
What else you swallowing from the show?
Me trying to remember what else happened. You said it all, but you know.
I'm going to swallow Bianca's promo because this is the Bianca that we wanted to see.
I don't like face Bianca.
I understand that, but this Bianca had that swagger, that NXT attitude behind her.
And still, until she saw the faces in the crowd and she got all scared and shit. So,
well, I'm spitting the Bailey half of that when we get to the spits, just so you know. I'm only swallowing everything up till Bailey showed up because that is what I want to see from Bianca. That I overcame all this shit. I don't give a fuck about you. If you're going to run your mouth, I'll challenge you to a match. Come on out here. I'll whoop your ass right now. Like, that is that Bianca that we had in NXT that I wanted back that we weren't getting. We were getting the happy, smiley Bianca, want to be your friend. That's gone. The attitude's back. The personality's back. That's what I wanted out of Bianca.
I hate you.
But for that reason, I'm swallowing it. I'm also going to swallow the Apollo KO match with Sammy coming in and attacking KO at the end. Because, hey, I love Apollo. Dude, like, I don't know. He brought out this gimmick. He's killing this gimmick. It's giving him personality. And that accentuates how good he was already in the ring. And I don't know how this guy sat in. I don't know how this guy sat in catering for so long when he could be this fucking entertaining.
Well, because they didn't have a gimmick for him for his, like, to give him actual personality, make people care about what he could do in the ring. We all knew he could perform. We all knew what he could do once he got between the ropes. But it was just, why do I care?
But it also is highlighted here because now with the personality, it makes all of that in-ring work feel more special because now you actually give a shit about the guy.
Exactly.
So, and also them continuing the Sami Zayn feud, which is probably going to go to Hell in a Cell. I'm down to watch Kevin Owens whip Sami Zayn's ass one
again.
More time.
Yeah. I'm always down for that. Seeing Sami Zayn get his ass whooped is probably, you know, one of the more fun things in wrestling. I don't know why it's always been fun to watch, but it has.
You spitting anything from SmackDown?
It's Carmella Liv Morgan match that I didn't care about. I don't know if I'll spit it. I just didn't really care.
Well, that's why we do the spit swallow now. If there's something that we didn't care about, it didn't give us any, we just don't talk about it. Like,
yeah, I don't think there's any, Yeah, I don't think there's anything on SmackDown that I outright spit that I really just hated, you know?
I got two things.
Okay.
One, Bayley. This 60s Joker Bayley, this laughing bullshit. I hate it. It's terrible. I don't know where it came from, why they thought it was a good idea to just have her just.
Oh, so this has been happening like frequently.
Yes. Bayley has been not like taking over the Thunderdome, Alexa Bliss style, but like her, that laugh that she's been doing it 4 weeks. She did it leading up to their last match at WrestleMania Backlash.
Has it where she been just that does that long since laugh. I watched SmackDown? Damn. Okay. Dude,
it's terrible, and I hate.
Oh, it. I think I know why. Because normally I watch the stuff on Hulu, and this and SmackDown doesn't show up on Hulu until Sunday, and at that point I don't care anymore.
No, it's been real bad. I'm also spitting Shinsuke and Corbin because if this battle for the crown does not lead to King of the Ring, then I don't know why the fuck we're doing this, and I don't fucking care.
Maybe that's the benefit of not having been watching this for a while, but I fucking love this.
It's the third week in a row, Travis.
Okay, so that's probably why you're over it. I'm not. Like, I watched this like, oh, this is great.
Shinsuke beat Corbin and took his crown, right?
Right. I saw the like, you know, the previously on stuff.
And then Shinsuke won a match and Corbin attacked him and took his crown. And then Rick Bugs, his new guitarist, you know, got the crown back for him.
Yeah, this dude with the guitar? Really? Oh, that's great. And fucking, what is his name?
Corbin?
Kicker. What is his name?
Pat McAfee. He's been great on SmackDown.
Rocking out every time Shinsuke's music plays is my favorite thing that happened all night. Like, Pat McAfee is spectacular.
Oh, Pat McAfee's killing it on commentary.
like, when I'm like, oh, when you say, like, you got, like, you brought in a fan to do commentary, like, that is what it looks like with him. He's just, like, he's, like, living his dream right now, and it is amazing to watch.
But my thing is, they've been fighting over Corbin's crown for 3 weeks, and if it doesn't lead to them doing a King of the Ring tournament to declare a new official King of the Ring, why the fuck are we fighting
a one-night tournament?
Yes.
All in one night. I'm talking to everybody. Whoever wins wrestles 3 or 4 matches in a night to win it.
And you know what? I'm going to spit the Seth interview because that was fucking pointless and I hate his suits.
I already forgot it happened, so I guess I could spit it too, but I just didn't care.
Majority of the show was the Usos, though, and I'm swallowing the Usos and I'm swallowing SmackDown because of that. Like I said, I also really like the Bianca stuff, and we had a good IC title match with some good storytelling there. So I'm going to swallow SmackDown overall.
Yeah, I'm swallowing it too.
Raw or NXT?
NXT.
So we kick off NXT with a triple threat match to determine the number one contender for Karrion Kross's championship. It is Gargano versus Dunn versus Cool Kyle. Adam Cole comes out and fucks up all three guys, and there is no finish to the match. Then he pisses off Regal, who has him removed. Ember calls out Giant Gonzalez for doing the fucked up shit she did to Shotzi Blackheart last week.
What did she do to Shotzi last week?
She lost a match. And then took Shotzi and beat the living piss out of her from pillar to post.
Damn.
And Dakota Kai put her knee in the back of Ember's neck and made her watch as they crushed the greatest wrestler on NXT, hands down, Shotzi Blackheart.
I was not happy. That's cold-blooded.
It was fucked up. I'm not happy.
That's cold-blooded. I like that shit, though.
No. So we said when she won the women's title, we were like, we'll put some respect on her name. We'll call her Raquel Gonzalez. She's back to Giant Gonzalez now because fuck her for hurting Shotzi. Anyone else on the roster, don't give a fuck. Do not put your hands on Shotzi Blackheart. Do not do it.
Sounds like a great heel to me.
So Ember calls out Giant Gonzalez and knocks the shit out of her for Shotzi, but gets jumped from behind by Dakota Kai like a bitch. We got an earlier today, Ever Rise and Maverick talking shit to Hit Row. LA Knight loses to Jake Atlas. Ted DiBiase comes down to watch. What's up?
Not good enough for Hulu.
Oh, the Hit Row stuff or the LA Knight stuff?
Both.
Did you see Austin Theory and Lorcan fight over who would have won the triple threat match if Cole hadn't shown up while they're tending to their friends in the infirmary?
Yes.
Did you see Adam Cole return and bury Karrion Kross on the mic?
Yes.
Because that's what happened. Cole returns, says he wants Karrion Kross. And just like Karrion Kross came out and gave like the most basic ass promo, and Cole buried him.
But he's like, yeah, they gave you everything, all the flashy lights and all the kind of stuff just to make you feel special.
You know what they do to make me feel special? They ring the bell.
I'm like, damn.
Yeah, no, dude, Karrion Kross is a great concept and a great entrance and all that. He is not there on the mic. I think they should be letting Scarlett talk for him, especially against a guy like Adam Cole, who's going to cut a promo like that. Like, that was like when The Rock and Roman Reigns, or no, John Cena and Roman Reigns were going at it, and Cena just kept making Roman look worse. Like,
yeah, when it was just like, when he was like trying to make you, that whole thing about them trying to make Roman the face, and John Cena's like, then why am I still here? Like, mm-hmm. That kind of shit. It was just, oh man. Oh yeah. That was one of those times where I was just like, I feel you, Cena. Like, it's rare that that happens, but I was with Cena on that one. But yeah, this whole Adam Cole, the way he got Karrion Kross in this one, it was just,
Little shout out to Young Kings Wrestling. He got cooked. Seeing as we don't have the Sovereign soundboard to play the sound clip.
Ah, fuck TC.
It's 2021. It's a new year. We're hitting 2,000 or 200 episodes. You got to let that shit go. We got to bury that hatchet. They've been good for us. We've been good for them. You got to bury that, Travis. We got to let that go. It's time to move on. Bigger
than letting shit go.
You are the most petty motherfucker I've ever met in my life.
I'll be that.
Over fucking Bret Hart.
It's about TC and his continued disrespect. All right. It started with Bret Hart. It moved beyond that.
And he has not disrespected you in damn near a year. You got to let that shit go.
I don't know if it's been that long.
We got Xia Li letting us know she hasn't forgotten about Mercedes Martinez. They go into their past and basically says she's going to kill her. Not good enough for Hulu.
Correct.
Carmelo Hayes.
I'm about to say Carmelo was on NXT too. I didn't see that. Yeah, I saw the Carmelo Hayes match though.
Versus Kushida. The Way defeats Zeta Ramir and Zoe.
I didn't see The Way.
You did not see Indy Hartwell and Candice LeRae versus Zeta Ramir and Zoe Stark. Did you see the Ember promo where she said she's got her sights on Dakota, and after that she's going to go after Giant Gonzalez's title?
I did.
I'm all for that. Let her whoop the shit out of Dakota Kai and then let her go after. Get vengeance for my fallen Shotzi Blackheart, Ember.
I mean, I'm all for Ember Moon doing her thing. She's dope.
And then the main event, MSK defeats Legado del Fantasma. A little help from Bronson Reed, who takes out Escobar.
Yeah, I'm like, oh shit, look at Thick Boy. All right.
Thick Boy with the belt.
What belt he got? He's North American champion. Oh shit. All right, defeated Thick Boy.
Johnny Gargano. And now Santos Escobar has moved from the Cruiserweight Championship all the way up to the North American title. That's where that feud's at.
Look at you moving up. All right.
What are you swallowing from NXT?
I'll swallow that Ember promo like you said there. I'm going to swallow the Adam Cole promo. I'll also swallow that opening match because that was pretty good. I was into that.
I don't like quote-unquote cool Kyle. I know you haven't watched. So basically after Undisputed Era broke up, Kyle's been doing this thing where people call him cool Kyle because he like comes out and he like struts and he wears funny clothes and he has not been entertaining, but I did enjoy the fact that Adam Cole came out and beat all three of these guys and said, oh, these are the three top contenders. I just took them out. Fuck you. I'm still the top guy here in NXT. And like you said, it was a great match. Pete Dunne kills it. Johnny Gargano is Johnny fucking Gargano. He's Johnny Wrestling. Kyle O'Reilly's still good in the ring. I just don't like his new character. I don't give a shit about him in that aspect. I'm with you on that. It was a really good match with it was a fucked finish, but it was one I enjoyed and led to something really cool later in the night, which you talked about, that killer Adam Cole promo. Absolutely loved that shit.
And, Asian Marty McFly and Carmelo was better than I expected it to be.
Yeah, no, that was I feel like that was Carmelo's debut, and that was a hell of a debut for that guy.
Yeah, he was good. It was like, you know, a couple of mistimed stuff, but what you expect from somebody new. So it was just like, you know, it was better than I expected it to be. Like I'm saying, I'm not saying I'm full on swallowing it, but I wanted to give him a little love because it was just like I like that. It's good.
And I'm swallowing everything Ember Moon as well. You know, her saying she's got her sights on Dakota, then she's going for the title.
I will also swallow everything Ember Moon.
Her calling out Gonzalez and whooping Gonzalez's ass, even though it led to Dakota Kai attacking her from behind like a bitch. It's all part of the story. So yeah, I'm swallowing that. Not good enough for Hulu, NXT edition. We get Ever-Rise and Drake Maverick talking shit to Hit Row, and Swerve basically going up to Drake Maverick and saying, "Who the fuck are you and why are you laughing? I'm going to beat your ass."
Okay, Swerve.
Killian Dade then steps in and says, if you got a problem with him, you got a problem with me. And then the heavy hitter from Hit Row kind of gives like, hey, big boys are going to be big boys. Big boys will go at it. LA Knight loses to Jake Atlas. During the match, Ted DiBiase comes down to watch LA Knight, who is a prospect for Ted DiBiase. Yes, Travis.
Which Ted DiBiase?
The Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase.
Oh!
So he has had an ongoing feud with Cameron Grimes, who became a millionaire from when the Dogecoin thing happened and they were doing all like the GameStop stock and all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. He came back as a millionaire. He's like, I invested in this and now I got all this money and blah, blah, blah. So what they've been doing is every week Cameron Grimes tries to go do something and Million Dollar Man out buys him. He'll go to get a watch. Million Dollar Man will show up and be like, oh, that's a nice watch, but it's not this watch. He'll go to a club. Million Dollar Man. He's rented out the VIP. Million Dollar Man's rented out the whole club. He can't get in the club.
That's so great.
So then last week they had a face-to-face with him and the Million Dollar Man, where the Million Dollar Man's like, listen, kid, you got potential. I can see it in you. And LA Knight comes out and says, hey, fuck that guy. Ted, you can take me to the next level. Cameron Grimes ain't got what it takes. And LA Knight took out Cameron Grimes. And then Ted's like, I don't know. Maybe you don't have it. So this week LA Knight has a match. And he loses the match in front of Ted DiBiase, which was his point to like show Ted, I'm the guy, because Cameron Grimes comes down and starts talking shit and distracts him, causing him to lose. And then
Cameron
Ted
Grimes
DiBiase
is such a piece of shit.
Ted DiBiase then leaves with Cameron Grimes this week, like he left with LA Knight last week. So we are going to get a feud between LA Knight and Cameron Grimes to see who is possibly the next Million Dollar Champion.
The fact that the Million Dollar Man is back makes me so happy. I'm swallowing that too. Continue.
Xia Li, Tian Sha.
Spitting the fact that I didn't get to see Xia Li.
It was just a backstage promo.
I don't care. Me being denied those thighs is a crime against humanity.
I was denied those thighs too. It was only a shot from the chest up.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a serious crime. Then yeah, we should both be spitting that. Go ahead, continue.
She hasn't forgotten about Mercedes Martinez and their history, and basically says she's going to kill Mercedes Martinez. And then, like I said,
will she crush her with her thighs?
Probably, and I'll enjoy it.
Yeah,
I'll enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. That's going on Pornhub.
I was going to say that's like some hood Pornhub shit. Mercedes Martinez is not a normal looking porn star, but. The Way defeats Zeta Ramir and Zoe Stark, who they've really been pushing.
Does she have a wolf too?
She does not have a wolf. Why would she have a wolf?
Because her last name is Stark.
Oh. Yeah, Ricky Starks doesn't have a wolf either over on AEW.
That's Starks with an S. Okay. That's a different kind of thing. That's like those long off, like far off cousins that like kind of have the same name as you, but like they like married off somewhere else, but they wanted to keep their name, but they were just like,
so Starks really are like, no more. Starks are like the Tullys then?
Or Carr Starks.
Or Carl the Carr Starks. There we go. Carr Starks. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Kind of like that.
Yeah. Starks is just short for Carr Starks. That's where we're at.
You're right. There you go.
I really enjoy what they've been doing. I want to see more Indian Dexter. I need more Indian Dexter because Dexter got his heart broken by Indy Hartwell.
Really?
They had a whole love thing. And then Candice LeRae was not having it. Johnny had his issues with Dexter. So they sent Ember Moon and Shotzi Blackheart some fake flowers, said that they were from Dexter Lumis, which then led to Indy Hartwell thinking that Dexter is sending other girls flowers. She got mad. They beat the shit out of Ember and Shotzi and ended up winning the tag team titles. Then there was a scene a couple weeks ago where Indy and Candace were getting massages and they had like the cucumbers on their eyes and Dexter was massaging Indy and she didn't know it was him. And she called him a loser and said, thank God that, you know, blah, blah, blah. And like, he just got sad and left. And then it came out in the same segment later about how Candace is the one that sent the flowers. And instead of being mad at Candace, Indy was just excited that Dexter still loved her and wasn't cheating on her. And then she went to go find him last week. And all she found was a room with a bunch of drawings where there's a knife in his heart and a broken hearts everywhere. And now it's kind of like, is Indy ever going to get back with Dexter and fix this issue?
Damn.
I just want Poor Index Dexter. To be a thing. I know, right? I just want Index to be a thing and I want them to be happy together.
You know, I do too. Like, I just heard about this and I want them to be happy.
So that's not good enough for Hulu. The way defeating Zeta and Zoe, Xia Li's promo, LA Knight losing to Jake Atlas and the DiBiase shit, and the Hit Row Ever Rise and Maverick altercation. NXT spit or swallow.
I'll swallow it.
Yeah, I'm gonna swallow it.
It was solid. Yeah.
It was a really good show overall. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. Let's get into Monday Night Raw. Miz TV. Miz talks about how this. Yes.
Before we even get into what happened on Raw, I'm just gonna tell you now, I am 100% swallowing the New Day's gear.
Oh yeah. No, we'll talk about the Green Ranger and the White Ranger. Fucking Jason, right. David Frank times two.
Yeah. Like, I'm just, yeah. Just anyway, go ahead.
Miz TV, Miz talks about how he got his first injury, blah, 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 blah. John's wearing garlic and has a drip stick to fight off the zombies and any other. Like, I hated this, but I also kind of chuckled. I'm not going to lie.
It was like, oh, this is so dumb. And I love it.
Charlotte Flair is a guest on Miz TV. She says she's going to win at Hell in a Cell. Rhea interrupts. Nikki says she wants the winner at Hell in a Cell. Charlotte says she isn't a fan, says she only needs 1 minute to beat Nikki, but we get a 2 minute beat the clock challenge that Nikki Cross wins. So now technically Nikki Cross has defeated both Rhea Ripley and Charlotte Flair. Yes, go ahead.
Why are we pretending that a beat the clock challenge means if they don't win within a certain amount of time, the other person wins? That's not how it works.
So normally a beat the clock challenge is two people wrestle and it sets a time. And then the next person has to get a win in under that time.
Yeah.
But technically the point of a beat the clock challenge is there's a time set that needs to be beat. Last week, Rhea had to beat it 2 minutes because she said she could beat Nikki in 2 minutes and she lost.
Doesn't mean Nikki wins. That just means that she didn't beat Nikki.
She failed to do it in 2 minutes.
She failed to win. That doesn't mean Nikki won.
Nikki survived 2 minutes. She wins the match.
No. She just didn't get beat. There's a difference.
Same thing here with Charlotte.
She just didn't get beat, especially because all she did was run. So that don't count.
That's something that you could spit later. You're delaying this process, Travis. God damn it.
Look.
We have built a whole new format, a way we run this show. And you
I don't give a fuck.
I know you don't. All you care about is that people keep following me on Twitter and listening and watching the show.
Exactly.
Apparently, because I haven't heard from you, I'm doing a good job at that. So
yeah, you're not fired yet.
Am I going to find out finally on the 200th episode at least how many listeners we have?
We have enough.
I hate like talking to other podcasts and them being like, oh yeah, you know, we're doing this and we're doing that and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, how are you guys doing? I'm like, I don't fucking know. Travis won't tell me.
Growth is happening. Just tell them we're growing. And that's all that they need to know. And that's all that you need to know. Everybody need to know our numbers. It ain't they business?
I'd like to know our numbers. It's my business.
No, it ain't. Your business is to do what you are doing right now. The numbers are my business.
So we got Riddle and Priest talking
Nobody
about
Nobody knows
back on
the
tour.
Numbers, sir, except me.
Yeah,
we the dog knows the numbers too, but he's not going to tell nobody.
We got Riddle and Priest backstage talking about how they're going to go on tour. Randy invites Riddle to come down and watch his match tonight. That's Orton defeating Woods with Riddle's finish, the bro Derek, because Riddle defeated Woods last week with the RKO. We're going to talk about is Woods looked awesome as the Green Ranger or the White Ranger, right?
Yeah, he was the White Ranger, and then Kofi was the Green Ranger.
Correct. Because we don't give a fuck about Matt Riddle. We don't give a fuck about RK-Bro. Travis, I will mute you. I have that power. What?
Nothing.
Okay.
It was fun, though. Like, it was, like honestly, like, if I'm being 100%, like, real, like, oh, this is actually, like, why do I like this? And I don't know why I like this. And I was just, oh, it's that classic, like, kind of, like, you know, mom made the little, made you play with your little brother thing. And it's just, like, that's what that reminds me of. Yeah, I was the little brother, though. Like, so that's why I'm just like, this reminds me of, like, when my mom, like, made my brother take me to the park.
I didn't have a little brother. I had a little sister, and I hate Matt Riddle. Hashtag Riddle over Riddle.
Well, I understand, and I get it. 100% Riddle over Riddle. But the story is, it's enjoyable because I get it.
I didn't want to do this, Travis, but Bray Wyatt lost at WrestleMania again so we could have Randy Orton hanging out with a fucking stoner. It is not worth it. They buried Bray Wyatt so that Randy Orton could go hang out with a fucking stoner.
Did they bury Bray Wyatt, though? Like, is that the really Fiend what happened?
Losing to Randy Orton after all of that, after being lit on fire and that whole story? Yeah. And now, mind you, he's off for mental health reasons, so neither here nor there. But they didn't even allude to them going back to that story post-WrestleMania. The one appearance he made, he was just going to move on and forget about how he was trying to avenge his loss for the title against Randy Orton and then got lit on fire and then still lost to fucking Randy Orton so that Randy Orton could go hang out with the fucking stoner backstage. Like, fuck this whole thing.
Yeah, well, it's Randy fuck Orton, you know. In the end, it's like, oh, he lost to Randy Orton.
Randy Orton says the N-word on fucking Xbox or PlayStation when he's playing Call of Duty. Fuck that guy.
It's Randy Orton. You know how they treat him. He gets away with everything.
Bobby and MVP celebrate with their groupies, because I asked, and apparently groupies is not offensive. We cannot call them the Ho Train. It is 2021, but apparently groupies is okay. So, shout out to Justin at Heel Tactics on Twitter for putting together that awesome thing that I asked for. I have some of the coolest followers on Twitter and people that listen to the show.
Roll a fatty for this pimp daddy.
Not only does Justin produce some awesome music that you guys should go check out over at Heel Tactics on Twitter, but he made this video that I asked you guys to make me of the Godfather's music to Bobby Lashley's entrance with the groupies. And it was fantastic. He cut a whole thing together. I absolutely loved it. So go check that out.
Did you watch that Godfather interview in the Broken Skull Sessions?
I have not watched that yet because it's on Peacock, and Peacock has turned me off.
I get it. They showed a segment of the Godfather when he came down to the ring, because it was just like, you forget how over the Godfather was, you know? And it was just him just doing his thing, just talking, you know, climb aboard the whole train, roll a fatty for this pimp daddy, say pimping ain't easy. You know, the whole thing is just like, and the whole crowd going with him, like, oh, this was such a great time. It's just...
Like it.
And then after that, he still had a match. It was just like, we don't even have to see you have a match, dude, but we still got that too.
We got Shayna losing to Reggie due to a pyro thing, and Nia's
what's up with the pyro stuff with Reggie?
So basically what's going on is Alexa Bliss has a doll that talks to her and is her best friend and her evil imaginary friend, right?
Okay, so Alexa's doing it. Okay.
So Alexa is apparently focused, or Lily, the doll, is focused her attentions on Shayna, and Reggie has been the unlikely and unwilling recipient of things meant for Shayna. So Shayna got a dead leg one time during a match while Alexa and Lily were on the stage, just like had a leg spasm and flipped out. Then Reggie got hit with pyro when he was trying to help them, and they ended up losing that match. Now Reggie gets the win because of the pyro. Shayna is
okay.
The focus.
Okay, so it's Shayna, not Reggie. Okay.
We're getting Alexa versus Shayna, and Reggie's just here because he's fucking Nia Jax.
Got it. Or, you know, this whole thing that I'm watching her wanting to have this match with Reggie makes me think, is she just jealous? Because, you know, her being the Queen of Spades, a lot of you out there know what that means. Is she jealous of Naya?
My understanding is she's having a lot of slumber parties with Dakota Kai, where Dakota's getting cunnilingus on the couch, is my understanding. So I don't know that she's necessarily jealous. She could be. But she
still calls herself the Queen of Spades.
She does. She does. And as you said, we all know what, well, some of us know what that means. And if you don't know what that means, you can Google it at your own risk.
Yeah. 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 Or, you know, when you watch this on Pornhub, then just type that in the search bar on Pornhub, you know, see what you get.
Shayna loses. We did that. Lucha House Party loses to Ascension 2.0. Which is what I
have. Have you ever seen somebody with a Queen of Spades tattoo?
Not in person, no.
Oh, once. Anyway, go ahead.
Lucha House Party loses to Ascension 2.0, which is what I'm calling Mason.
No, I did not, by the way. But anyway, finish what you were saying.
That's what they were saying. That's what they're like. They're basically Ascension 2.0. So that's what I'm calling Mason T Bar.
I didn't see it though. So not good enough for Hulu.
Well, here's the thing. Like, you have just dismantled this whole thing now. So, like, we're just going to talk about shit for Raw and get through Raw. I don't even know what the format is anymore.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Didn't you miss me?
I had a feeling this was going to happen. And by the time we got to Raw, I was like, you know what? I just give up. we get an Alexa Playground with Reggie, where Reggie gets assaulted by Shayna. You can get
back to normal next week.
I know. I know. And then our 200th episode, we're not even really, we're just having a fucking party. So there is no format. Alexa's Playground with Reggie. Reggie gets jumped by Shayna. And Alexa tells Shayna, Lily doesn't fucking like you, bitch. Like, she didn't say that, but that's basically what she said.
Yeah, she said.
Lily doesn't fucking like you, bitch. Sheamus isn't happy about Ricochet and Berto and how they...
I didn't see Sheamus.
That's going to make... I'm wondering if Vince watched the full show, if he watched the Hulu version, because Vince has become a Sheamus stan since me, Reek, and TC have shamed him for his Sheamus slander, saying that Sheamus was mid at best. And after Sheamus won the U.S. title, he has completely turned his whole perspective around, and now Sheamus is
U.S. champ?
Yes. Sheamus is also Vince's new favorite wrestler on Raw, and he stands the fuck out of Sheamus. We made that happen. We did.
I mean, maybe he just loves him as the mid-card champ because he's mid-card at best.
No, that's not it. He's like, Sheamus puts on banger matches. Sheamus is this. Like, he's gone full. He took back the mid at best comment. Like, he has gone full Sheamus stan. He's all in.
He let you peer pressure him into that?
He did.
He's so weak.
Three of us.
Awful. Awful. Well, you said you, Reek, and who?
TC.
Oh, he let TC's opinion bother him? I need to maybe to rethink my hires here, man.
Travis.
What?
We got to let this petty shit go.
I ain't got to do a damn thing.
He says he's going to fight them both back to back. So Ricochet accepts the challenge first and gets the win. And then Berto defeats Sheamus and he got his nose busted open in this back-to-back matches.
So he lost Sheamus both.
Back-to-back L's against Berto and Rico.
Damn.
Ravishing Glow lose to the Sexy Muscle Friends.
Not good enough for Hulu.
And then Lana got fucking fired.
She didn't need to be in no tag team with Naomi anyway. So,
but at least she had one last match on Raw before they canned her ass.
Yeah, yeah. Now Naomi can go back to being Naomi properly, and that's what I need.
Shelton Benjamin.
Not good enough for Hulu, but go ahead.
Loses to Cedric real quick.
Oh, really? Oh, they're facing each other now. Okay.
Oh, they've been doing like, it feels like a best of fucking seven. Shelton beat Cedric. Cedric beat Shelton. Ever since they left the Hurt Business, Cedric's like, Shelton, you suck, and you're the reason they kicked us out. Blah, blah, blah.
How the match has been?
I mean, it's Shelton and fucking Cedric, so the matches are great.
Yeah.
But this one was short. Not much.
Really, you know, a lot of times, though, you get people who are both good in the ring, but they just don't mesh well. So, but yeah. They did. Okay, that's good.
AJ and Omos defeat Elias and Riker. Elias leaves Riker to get crushed by Omos and then says he bailed because Riker's unstable.
And you know, when they started this match, I'm just like, who's the baby face here? Who's the heel? And I'm like, is this one dude the only baby face in this whole match? They emphasizing the whole veteran thing. They're kind of like showing the whole, they didn't say it outright, but he's wearing the, you know, the red, white, and blue, and they're doing the whole Memorial Day thing where he's kind of like, you know, being all like, you know, kind of weird about him. And like, clearly it's because it's Memorial Day. He's remembering his comrades kind of thing, you know? And so it's just,
so
what's happening here?
Technically, they're all heels. People are thinking they're going to try and turn Riker babyface if he's not part of the rumored next set of releases that are still to come. So be prepared for that.
I'm not acknowledging that. So,
but the problem here is Riker may or may not have stormed the Capitol on that infamous day. He has definitely made some Twitter comments to where if he didn't actually show up and storm the Capitol, he is in line with the people that did. So them making him a babyface has not gone over well on Twitter.
Shit.
Yeah. They've actually been calling for him to get released.
Yeah.
And he's still there, and that's drawn the ire of some people. So,
damn.
We got Viking Raiders pumping up Mansoor, and then Ali coming in saying, hey, man, don't trust
pumping up anybody. Who?
Mansoor.
Who the fuck is Mansoor?
Mansoor was a dude who was undefeated until he debuted on Raw and lost his first match after winning all those Saudi matches and a bunch of shit on 205 Live.
Okay.
They called him Saudi Taker because he was undefeated in Saudi and all their Saudi shows.
Okay.
Anyway, Viking Raiders are kind of pumping him up, and then Ali shows up.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Oh, so they're both back?
Yeah, they're both back.
Okay.
Just they didn't use them this week or last week, but they had... They faced Shelton and Cedric before they officially split and beat them a couple times.
Okay.
But Ali shows up and he's like, hey, bro, don't trust anybody, not even me.
DTA.
And then in our main event, which is the one thing I'm spitting from this fucking show.
Really?
Kofi lost.
I mean, well, he lost, but it was still a good match. I thought you were.
I don't give a fuck because Drew McIntyre won, and that means I got to watch Drew McIntyre versus Bobby Lashley again.
I'm with you on that. I'm 100% with you on the finish. I thought you were spitting the match itself. Okay, I'm with you.
The Green Ranger lost to fucking Drew McIntyre after.
Yeah.
I was so excited last week hoping Kofi was going to win, and I was going to get Kofi versus Bobby, and it was a fuck finish. Then we got the rematch, and I'm like, maybe they're going to really do this. Maybe we're going to get Kofi versus Bobby
in the main event. Kofi really getting his due because it's just like they just – he got that squash to Brock and they just pushed him to the side. And it was.
And he even brought that up in his promo last week and about how he, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then he fucking loses to Drew and now I got to watch Drew versus Bobby again. So that's why I'm spitting this shit. Like,
I'm with you. I'm with you.
And he was in the Green Ranger gear. Like, they came out as the white and Green Ranger and they both took L's as the fucking Power Rangers.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty awful. But it was good to see, you know, Xavier in a singles match and killing it still. You know, it's just like, oh, yeah, you can go for real. And it's good that people can see that now.
Yeah. Because it looks like we're finally leading to a feud with Alexa, I'm going to swallow the playground stuff with Shayna and her being like, hey, my doll doesn't like you, bitch. I'm down for a Shayna-Alexa feud. I want to see more of Alexa in the ring. Character works great, but you got to get her out of the fucking playground and into the ring at some point. And it's bordering. It's actually gone past that time. Like it needs to happen. So
yeah, definitely.
And it means the end of Shayna, which means I don't need to see Shayna and Nia together anymore. And that makes me super fucking happy, even though we have basically no women's tag division because Ravishing Glow is gone. The Riot Squad is gone and Shayna is gone. So it's literally just Mandy and Dana and then Natalya and Tamina. And that's it.
And Natalya and Tamina isn't even a real tag team. They just kind of made them a tag team because they just both been there forever.
And they're both legacy talents with their fathers. And
Yeah.
I'll swallow Bobby Lashley and the groupies because that was entertaining as shit. I'm pretty sure one of them who's been there the last few weeks, who was in the crop top and the dress with the thigh out, her nipple ring was showing through.
Through the top, yeah, I saw.
Yeah. I sent it to my wife and I was like, hey, is that a nipple ring? And she goes, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a nipple ring. I'm like, all right, I saw a nipple ring on TV. Cool. I like seeing nipple rings on TV.
Nipple rings are fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They actually like, there's a time where I had a strict rule that I only dated girls with nipple rings.
Did you really?
Yeah. It only lasted a couple months, but yeah. It was a thing in my head where I'm just like, you know what? From now on, I'm only dating girls with nipple rings.
It lasted a couple months. How many girls with nipple rings did you actually date?
That is irrelevant, sir. We are not talking about the number of women I bedded with nipple rings in a short period of time.
Yes, we are. We are 100% talking about that right now. I'm trying to get Vince on OnlyFans and pimp him out. And right now, all our listeners want to know is how many girls. Okay, here, you don't have to give us a number. Just above or below 10.
It was below 10. It was not above 10 in a matter of 2 months, sir. I'm not that bad.
Travis, I know how I used to be when I was single. And if you're anything like I used to be when I was single, I wouldn't be surprised. So
Nah. It was probably around like 4.
Okay. Yeah. 4 in a couple months. I'm going to spit Lucha House Party versus Ascension 2.0 because the fuck do we need that for? I'm spitting them trying to turn Riker babyface.
Yeah, that was all so weird to me. But then Omos got in the ring and I was just like, he's going to fuck you up.
I really enjoy the way they let Omos wrestle and how they treat him. Like they're not big showing him and I'm happy about that. Like they're letting him be that monster. And
yeah,
because he's in a tag team, he doesn't have to carry the whole, like, it's like,
exactly. He let Sting. And they let AJ go in there and do AJ shit. And then, like, all right, now you go in there, you just fuck people up. He just goes and he just, I'm like, oh, he's going to kill you.
You spitting or swallowing Monday Night Raw?
I'm going to swallow it. Like that finish of that last match bothered me. It was, I did want Kofi to take that. But overall, like, I enjoyed this show. And it may have something to do with the fact that it's just been a while since I watched wrestling. So I was cool, you know?
When I have two black men dressed up as the two variations of the greatest Power Ranger of all time, and they both take L's in the same show, I cannot swallow that, along with Matt Riddle.
I understand. I'm not going to talk about that segment anymore. So just, yeah.
Why not?
Because it'll only upset you. And, you know, it's just, as much as I enjoy upsetting you for, like, things that really aren't that important, that's one of those things that's just like,
I feel like you know I'm heartbroken about Aleister Black and you're taking pity on me, and I appreciate that.
That's mostly what it is, but I do like how they're building it, though. I will say that, because how they had it, it's how good Randy is that makes it so good, because they do the whole thing where, like, they did the pose and Randy almost did the pose behind but didn't quite do it. He's just like, no, I'm not doing that. It's like the slow build to it is just like, it's really is just like your mother made you play with your little brother.
I really just want Randy Orton to fuck up Matt Riddle. That's all I really want out of this.
I'm sure at some point it'll happen. They'll get them together, and then eventually Randy will get tired of him and he'll RKO him.
If they win the tag team titles, I'm going to be so pissed, Travis.
They will. So angry. They will win the tag team titles, and then Randy will turn on him eventually because he's sick of him.
No. Don't do that. I don't want that.
I know you don't want it, but you know that's what they do, and that's what will happen.
You did not fire Aleister Black so that you could give Matt Riddle a tag team title with fucking Randy Orton. Do not do that shit. The only things that Matt Riddle should be doing,
one has nothing to do with the other.
So it absolutely does. The only things that Matt Riddle should be doing is he should be running around on a scooter carrying the 24/7 title.
No, he should not. Yes, that's R-Truth's title.
And R-Truth should be chasing him around, trying to beat him and get that title, because that is the only entertaining thing he can do. Or he should be the one man to start Charlotte Flair's ascension into the men's division. Let Charlotte beat Matt Riddle and then move on to like an IC title or something and join the men's division, because she has done everything she can in the women's division and there's no point in having her there anymore. So let her beat Matt Riddle and let that be the start of Charlotte's move into the men's division.
She has almost won as many titles as her father did, like, in the women's division, as he did in like 80 years within like 5 years.
I believe she's won Money in the Bank. She's held every title in WWE, including the tag team titles recently for the women. There's nothing left for her to do. She's beaten everybody. So let's let her fight some men.
Yeah,
some
do the China. Go, do the China. Go ahead, go in there, get the IC belt. You're right. You're right.
And don't tell me that Matt Riddle's not the perfect replacement for Chris Jericho in that situation.
100%. Yeah, I get you. You're right. You're right. That was another Broken Skull session. That was good. I enjoyed that
too. Oh, yeah, because they actually talked about AEW.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. I went on a binge that day. I watched that one. I watched the Godfather one. And what was the one right before that?
I don't know.
Like I watched three of them. I don't remember what they were.
I think the last one that I watched was the one with Jericho. I have not. I'm like 5 weeks behind on NXT UK.
Yeah, whatever the one was right before Jericho, I watched that one too. I just don't remember right now. But yeah, I watched three of them.
I'm so far behind on NXT UK that this tag team Pretty Deadly won the tag team titles, and I completely forgot that they were tag team champions. I was like, when the fuck did this happen? They're like, oh, that was back in January. I'm like, holy shit, I haven't watched NXT UK in a long time.
Yo, I'm so far behind on NXT UK that I don't know who anybody is on NXT UK.
Yeah, because you've never watched it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, except Walter. I know Walter.
He's still champion, so there's that. Okay. As far as I know, at least unless he lost in the last 5 weeks. what was your favorite show this week?
SmackDown.
SmackDown was your favorite show? Yeah, you know what? I'll go with that. It gave me the most. Like, the Andrade thing was cool on AEW, and NXT was a really solid show, but the Uso stuff, like that storytelling, they didn't really give me anything on NXT to top that. The matches were better on NXT, but again, it was just a really solid show. It wasn't what we got. SmackDown, yeah, I'm with you on that. You got anything else you want to talk about while we were here?
Want me to plug some shit, or are we just talking wrestling right now?
I mean, we can talk wrestling. You can plug some shit. I feel like we got a little while. Like, I don't even think we hit an hour and a half yet, so.
We almost did. But I don't know what we got going on. Oh, well, we can talk about what we got coming from the Creation World, you know, umbrella and channel. Creation Conversation returns next weekend, but it's not in the way that it normally does. E3 is next weekend, so we are covering E3. It'll be me and the new king of Twitch, Kobe Pointer, covering E3. So it'll be probably a 3 or 4 night thing. It'll be out starting on the 12th. The night of the 12th will most likely be going live on Twitch. I haven't told him we're going to be live, but we're going to go live.
Why don't you plug that Twitch channel real quick? So anyone that doesn't know, they can go watch Kobe on Twitch and see what Creation World's got going on.
Definitely. Twitch.tv/CreationWorld. Check it out. Kobe's a bad dude. Watch him play Apex Legends. It is ridiculous how good this kid is at video games. It is all thanks to me, by the way.
I remember when we just beat the shit out of him video games all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Not anymore. Do not play him in anything right now, sir. Like, you will get your feelings hurt. Like, I swear to God. Know.
I still feel like if we throw on some Shut Your Mouth or Here Comes the Pain, I can still take him.
Maybe if we took it to the old school games, we could probably beat him. If we put on anything from like post PS3, he will kill you. It's just, and he doesn't listen to this podcast, so I can say it. He'll never know I said it out loud, but yeah, he's a bad motherfucker. Like watching him on Apex is like something beautiful to behold. Watching him play shooters is kind of ridiculous how good he is. Let's see what else is happening. You know, super flashy Arrow of Tomorrow still going on. Black Lightning is over. No more Black Lightning. Yeah. So that's a weird thing to have happening. We I'm not going to say I didn't like the finale. I'll say the last shot of the finale was a problem for me. But,
and if you guys want to find out more about that, you go listen to Super Flashy Arrow of Tomorrow. Everywhere you hear this podcast, go check it out on YouTube or on Pornhub if you guys want to watch Travis and Mara discuss it via video like you can this podcast. Our Pornhub numbers are looking fucking great, Travis. I think that was a great idea. I'm just saying.
It is. It's great.
We still need to get those YouTube subs up. Have we hit 100 yet?
No.
What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. People are irritating, and they're just like, yo, there's like I said, there's plenty of you listening right now who can just go to YouTube. Like, I put the link in the description of the podcast every week. Just click that link and just hit subscribe. It'd be great if you did. It'd be real cool of you, you know?
We would appreciate it. please go do that. Just sub for us. That, like I said, Vince asked for like likes and comments. We don't even want that right now. We just want you sub.
I just want you to sub. Talk. I just want you to sub for me.
Should we talk about that other show? Is that actually ever going to happen? Or are we just giving up on that one?
Oh, I'm not giving up on it. It's, I'm like 100% what's happening is I'm just doing some more research, building some more up so I can just be a better dungeon master for you all.
I know that I need to revamp my character.
We are going to do, we are doing some new stuff for your characters. Well, we'll probably do some revamping for everybody's character. And I'm going to change the way I'm approaching this too. We probably won't even do the same campaign I was going to do originally. So it's just, I'm looking into some things. I'm researching some things, like learning more. I'm playing a little bit myself, like in a campaign with other people, just trying to learn more about Dungeons and Dragons and get better at it and understanding it better so that I can, you know, be a efficient dungeon master, and you know we can do it better.
So Dungeon After Dark will happen. We don't know when, but it will happen.
I am thinking about doing a series of videos on my journey of learning more about Dungeons and Dragons too, so look out for that on YouTube. I'll probably be doing that.
That'll be good. All right, well, you guys can find him on Twitter and Instagram at Sir Cussalot. That is at SIR_CUSSALOTT. Also, go check out Creation World at The Creation World on Twitter and Instagram. That's TheCreatia World. If you don't know how to spell world, get a fucking dictionary.
Yes.
I have not done that in so long. It actually feels good. Also, Facebook.com/CreationWorld and also Facebook.com/group/SmackinArraw and Facebook.com/group/SuperFlashHeroOfTomorrow. We already plugged the Twitch, twitch.tv/CreationWorld. Go check that out as well. And as always, you guys can find me on Twitter at Matt Ritter. That's at MATTRIDDER. And there you will get the link trees that will get you to the audio versions of this podcast and the video versions on YouTube, the video versions on Pornhub, and our merch store, where you guys can try and get some merch depending on what they say is available. We are sorry about that. But there are some cool shirts out there. I've got a few. I know some other people have, and we do appreciate your support. Also, we have a Patreon. How is that going, Travis?
Oh, it's growing. I like that too. The new episodes will be posted. What's today's date?
Today is the 4th.
Next week.
Okay. Do we need to do any, is it growing for us at all? Do we need to do any $1 hollers here?
Let me see if there's any new ones.
I was going to say, you haven't told me in a while. I know Mike has submitted to me a few topics, and we appreciate that.
Okay.
So we've done.
Yeah, that. I remember seeing that. Yeah. Hold on. Let me.
Well, Travis is doing that real quick. I just finished the latest episode of Get Your Podcast. Go check those guys out. They did a nice little shout out for us. They also did a bracket of the best burger, fast food burger in America thing. And it's worth checking out. Fucking Charlie is obsessed with Steak and Shake, and I don't know why. So
really?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's okay, but it's not like...
It got way farther in that bracket than I think it should have.
Interesting. Did Whataburger make the list?
It did.
Okay. Patreon.
But yeah, shout out to our boys over there at the Get Show Podcast. Shout out to Smacked Raw. They should be coming back very soon with their whole new revamp bullshit. Their news, RN's Rants, and the She Leet Show with Katie and Savannah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep. Happy birthday to Vince. I'm going to say it right this time at the end of the show since I fucked it up at the beginning. Happy birthday, Vince. It is now, I believe, technically your birthday as we are recording this, at least here in Chicago. Come on, Travis, right. I'm killing time here.
I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I just got it back open here. No new ones.
Okay. But yeah. Okay. So yeah, go check out our Patreon. We got a bunch of cool shit over there. Me and Travis talk about old WCW, and it fucking sucks, and I hate it, but he forces me to do it. So
we're getting to the good part now.
You keep saying that. You've been saying
I know.
That for every episode.
And I'll keep saying it to get you to keep watching.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If hopefully you haven't figured out that I'm just a fucking liar, and it never gets good.
I've known that for pretty much the entire time I've known you.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. What's good to me about it is the fact that you hate it.
Yeah, I know. I know you like seeing me in pain.
I do. And all I like when you sub for me too.
All of that goddamn Hulk Hogan you make me watch. for Sir Cussalot, Travis.
I mean, Hulk Hogan is the reason why I was introduced to Jimi Hendrix. So, I mean, you know,
that's weird, but okay. For Sir Cussalot, Travis Pointer, I am the Warden, Matt Ritter. We are Smacking It Raw, and we are the number one wrestling podcast on Pornhub.
Peace.